1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to men, but to Elohim. For no one understands him, although in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to men for their edification and exhortation and comfort. He who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the assembly. I desire that you all speak in tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For greater is he who prophesies than he who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the assembly may receive edification. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, what shall I profit you, unless I speak to you by revelation or knowledge or prophesying or doctrine? Even when things without life give sound, whether flute or harp, how will it be known what is played unless they give a distinction in the sounds? If the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for the battle? So also you, unless with the tongue you speak words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the speech, I shall be a barbarian to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a barbarian to me. So, seeing that you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the assembly. Let him who speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Otherwise, when you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the unlearned say amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my Elohim that I speak in tongues more than you all. Yet in the assembly I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking, rather be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, but even then they will not hear me, says the Master. So tongues are for a sign, not to believers, but to unbelievers. But prophesying does not serve unbelievers, but believers. Therefore, if the whole assembly assembles in one place and all speak with tongues, and those who are unlearned or unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy and there comes in one who does not believe or one unlearned, he is convinced by all and judged by all. Thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so falling down on his face, he will worship Elohim and report that Elohim is truly among you. How is it then, brothers? When you come together, every one of you has a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, a revelation, and an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in an unknown tongue, let it be by 2, or at the most by 3, and each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him remain silent in the assembly, and let him speak to himself, and to Elohim. Let 2 or 3 prophets speak, and let the others judge. If anything is revealed to another that sits by, let the first keep silent. For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For Elohim is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all assemblies of the saints. Let your women remain silent in the assemblies. For they are not permitted to speak. They are commanded to be under obedience, as the law also says. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the assembly. What? Did the word of Elohim come from you? Or did it come to you only? If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that what I am writing you is a command of the Master. But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, brothers, eagerly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order.